Hey guys, welcome back. This is Let's Talk Talk here. Today I'm on with my brother Josiah again. We're just going to be talking about some animes and maybe some underrated animes as well. Let's talk about it.
Truly. It's good to be back, brother. It's been a minute since I've been on the show, brother. Indeed, let's start off with a banger. Oh, you think this is a joke? Maybe I shouldn't have even came back.
Crazy.
Guys, let's tell me if you like to have me back in the chat.
In the chat, hit me up, please.
Hey, just put some W's out there. Say, free my boy Joe, and you know.
Free? Where did you go? Why are you locked up?
Dude, here. Why do you think I haven't been here
truly.
Because I've been locked up.
Okay. All right, so we're back. Joe's actually been gone at AIT for a while, so he's making life changes and life moves, but he is back, so he's going to be back on here.
It's good to be back. It's good to be back.
Heck yeah. So we're going to have some fun just a little bit. Just going over some stuff because, you know, last time we just kind of hopped in. We didn't really talk about you or any of the animes that you're into and all that.
Yep. For me, I just want to mention this from the start. I think I mentioned this in the last podcast, but if you haven't seen Haikyuu, you really need to see it. The movie is coming out into the U.S. on the 30th of May because it hit so hard in the Japanese theaters. I just had to really throw that out there because it's my favorite anime. So just a big shout out if you haven't heard of it.
Well, that's a very good first one. So favorite anime is Haikyuu.
Yeah.
Obviously, you and a couple of our other siblings are super into sports. So obviously, Haikyuu was kind of a big one for us because that kind of really took over all the sports we were playing.
Yeah.
For a while, it was just volleyball on the side of the house, for sure.
Our whole family, big football fans for the longest time, and then we started watching Haikyuu, and we got real into volleyball.
Absolutely.
It's about my favorite sport now. And, you know, it's like one of those animes that feels like everything's so unrealistic, but then when you're going through it all, you're like, this is all stuff that happens in real life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Except for, like, maybe it's exaggerated, you know?
Obviously. But it's still a form of entertainment, so it's not going to be that. Yeah, it's funny because you bring it up. I was talking on my last episode that I wish, even though I'm not even the hugest Haikyuu fan, I wish that sports animes actually took a lot more from it, and I feel like a lot of shows have, like shows like Blue Lock, which is about soccer, a few others, because older shows like Kuroko no Basket, was the older baseball one, but a lot of them almost try to take it too seriously, and they didn't have the, like
days or something.
It was so much more stale. Like, you weren't like rooting for a player just because you knew kind of their background, you knew why they were off playing that day. You just kind of load in and you're like, oh, he's just better at him than this because he trains harder. Like, that's all it was. And so Haikyuu is really cool because it does bring that dramatization almost to the show of, like, real-life people playing a sport.
And it shows how much, like, each enemy puts into the game. Like, for all the people they go against, Oikawa in the first season, it shows how hard he cares about the game and how much he wants to beat Shiri Torizawa and Kurosano. And then when they go against Shiri Torizawa, Ushijima, he's just unstoppable force. And, you know, it shows how powerful he is and how much he played the game. And then when they get to the latest tournament and they're going against Inarsuki, the twins are crazy opponents. Ojiro Eren, he's pretty OP. So it's like you just see how much each one of those players though care about the sport and put effort into the game. And I think that's pretty cool because it's realistic. There's always people that train just as hard or if not harder than you, and they may or may not win. You know?
Oh yeah, for sure.
So I just like think that's a cool thing. Cool aspect.
I agree, and I wish that a lot more people would take kind of that note because it makes it feel more real. It also gets your blood boiling and you get goosebumps watching those fights because even though you might be rooting for someone, it's like watching Fate Zero, and you're like, there's five people going into the tournament and you're just like, I know who should technically win, but yeah, I kind of am fine with any of these people winning because they all have different things going on. But okay, so first one, haiku. So, second one, the big question that most anime fans will always ask you, who's your favorite waifu?
This one's a really hard one for me, guys. I'm not one of those freaks that just likes every waifu. So, it comes down to just who's the baddest of the baddies. Now, obviously, there's a lot to go on. See, from just about 50% of the animes I watch, there's a top waifu material, you know? Like, from Quintessential Quintuplets, both Miku and Nino, they're both up there. From Danmachi, Hestia.
His Bestia.
And Hestia might be the number one. But the thing is, in Danmachi, I'm also a big fan of Eclair, or the bar lady. She's actually mad fire, bro.
You're talking about the blue-haired one, or are you talking about the one with the braid?
I have to remember her name. Let me see. I'm pretty sure.
Because there's the cat that's a barmaid, and then there's...
No, I'm not talking about the bad cat.
I'm
talking about silver.
Is it silver hair? Maybe it's silver. But it's like one braid.
Eyes Wallenstein, too.
Eyes Wallen, what's it? As Leo Bridges goes.
The cool thing about Eyes is you... Have you seen her season? That it's like the whole thing that's going on in her side.
And you realize she's mid.
No, she's got like so much personality. Bro, you know, Hephaestus
is one of the best in that.
Actually,
show.
You know who the best is in Danmachi? She's not even in the show. She's only in the movie. It's Apollo, bro. Or is Apollo? Or it's
Aphrodite?
No, it's not Aphrodite. She's the blue hair.
Artemis.
Yeah. Dude, she's fire.
I feel like she popped in the last season, like for a second.
I don't know.
But no, I know who you're talking about. She's fire. Shoot, the two that are part of the Ainz group, the two girls that work with her, I can't remember their names. They're also kind of fire.
Yeah.
But
Tion and Tiana.
They're
pretty cool.
Yeah. How can you not say Hephaestus, bro? Hephaestus in that is she's fire.
That's a preference. I'm not a big Hephaestus.
Grace, he chose.
To be honest, I like Naza, which is like the she has like the dog ears. You know who that is?
She's a furry.
No, I'm not furry. she's better than Hephaestus. Anyway, I couldn't find her name.
Who's the top girl?
Okay, I think from that it's got to be Hestia. But of all animes ever, gotta put some thought into this because I'm weird. Yeah. You know, I'm just gonna go with the safe bet with Hestia. She's got personality in all the right spaces. You know.
Okay. Very, very, very good choice. Very good choice. Okay. Now, favorite, I'm assuming your favorite genre of anime is sports. Is that correct? Or actually, do you prefer a different genre?
I'm actually going to say sports is not my favorite genre because I feel like not a lot of animes do it right. Okay. I'm going to say I'm a big shonen fan because there's so many mainstream shonen animes that are just, like, you can't go wrong with, you know?
I gotcha. I think technically Haikyuu does fall into shonen, even though it's... As sports anime, it does fall into the shonen genre trope. So, that does make sense. Alright, so final speed questions for you, just off the rip.
Mm-hmm.
If you could live in any anime universe, what universe would it be?
Any anime universe. So you gotta think about this carefully, because, like, it would be cool to live in My Hero's universe and get a quirk, but at the same time you got a chance of not getting a quirk. I don't want to live in Attack on Titan.
I don't think if anybody's choosing Attack on Titan
or Demon
crazy.
Slayer because it's some demon
how thing. Arrogant you gotta be like, I'll be an arrogant Attack on Titan. I'd win personality right there.
Fairy Tail would be cool because it's like
or One Punch Man, that'd be
a
terrible world to live in.
Fairy Tail, you could basically choose your ability because it's like whatever magic you want to learn.
That is true. Yeah, it's learnable.
So I guess Fairy Tail would be pretty cool. There's got to be more that I just can't think about right now.
Oh, Danmachi actually would be a cool one because it's all about how much effort you put in if you want to be strong.
That is true.
So that I'd go Danmachi because it's also more up my alley over using magic, which they do use a little if you want, but it's more of like just you're fighting and that'd be I feel like it'd be cool to
that's super solid.
Go out through the dungeons and come super back solid. A warrior, you know.
super easy. All right, if there was one main protagonist of all the animes that you could just go up against and go beat up just because like you hate them as a protagonist, who's your least favorite protagonist that you would absolutely want to curb stomp?
Dang. I'm a big sucker for main characters. But I feel like every main character at the same time has those annoying moments.
Of course.
The character that has the most annoying moments for me, don't get me wrong, he has his good moments too. Asta from Black Clover. Mm. Asta, obviously, he's a good character, and, you know, you love to see how much effort he puts in, but he gets on my nerves. He's, like, almost like Naruto at his baddest moments time.
That's fair, absolutely.
But it's like he does try hard, which is a very good trait to have, and it's something I like about main characters, but, so, hey, don't hate me if you're a big Asta fan out there. I just... you know, there's a lot of Asta fans that are like, I'm going to be like Asta. I'm going to be the Wizard King. He's just annoying. Maybe it's because I watched dub, and obviously dub does ruin characters that that don't sound good in dub, and Asta's just one of those characters for me.
That's fair. Okay, now... Is there any character, either side supporting character or villain, that you believe as a viewer didn't deserve what happened to him?
Villain? Itachi. He was obviously... I feel like thousands of people, millions of people would agree with me on this.
Oh, yeah.
Itachi was a really good person, and he was basically forced in to either kill his family and save the whole Leaf Village and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Or protect his family, and the whole race of shinobi are messed up, you know? And then, not just that, but the fact that he had to make his brother basically hate him and stuff for him to get to the level he needs to be to, you know? There's just a lot going on in this situation with Itachi that you got to feel bad for the guy, because obviously he did everything out of love. Especially for Sasuke, and a lot of people don't see it because, first of all, a lot of people don't watch all Naruto, so they don't get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
They just get to, Itachi's a villain because they haven't seen it all.
Yeah.
But if you look back at every single thing he did, it's like he's a good guy through and out. But there's a couple more.
One of mine is the actual girl from... what's the show called? Something Revenge. What's the one about the guy who's trying to get revenge on the girl who called him Pig's Foot? The girl who's got the pills, who actually, like, loves him, and he has to turn her down because he's, like, trying to adamantly get revenge on the girl. Every time I watch that video where she's like, I love you, and he's just like... fighting internally.
Yeah,
you're a great girl.
He's like,
you and I like you a lot. We could have a great life, but I have to go for this. You're like, you idiot. This poor girl might not live. And you just did this. It's like telling the Make-A-Wish kid no.
I mean, I guess there's a lot of main characters that, like even Tanjiro, he didn't deserve his whole family to die.
No, we're not talking about main characters. We're talking about side characters or villains.
Side characters or villains.
Yeah, side characters or villains specifically. Just oof on some of them. I do think, so on a writing aspect, not on, just like, dang, that's not fair.
Wait, before you continue, all four of the sisters that didn't get, with what's the name in quintessential quintuplet?
Fair.
Because they're all quintuplets.
Fair.
And all of them were better than Yotsuba.
truly.
Nah, Yotsuba might have been able to beat
The Ichiki. Main girl? No, I'm just
kidding. Ichiki, which is like the bland fifth. Itsuki, the fifth
oldest. The older sister?
The youngest. Yeah. The youngest. The one with the red hair with the stars.
Yeah,
she was kind of boring. But I think I got all the other sisters.
Yeah. I want to say, as far as writing, where I was like, okay, like, this had potential and it went nowhere, was Chelsea from Akame ga Kill. She, like, enters the first episode. You're like, oh, this is a cool character. Head on a spike. I'm like, dang.
Damn. Truly.
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 Truly. Now, final question before we go into some underrated anime, some of the most underrated anime in our opinion, because we talked about overrated last time. So, as an anime viewer, when you go into an anime preparing, it's a new anime to you, what are the two or three things that you are looking for to get caught into the anime to basically determine if you're going to stick with it or not?
Okay, number one, you have to have good characters. It could be the most interesting show, and the characters could be just so boring to me, and it'll make it very difficult for me to get into the show. See, for me, Jujutsu Kaisen, very interesting. The only thing is, the only characters I like are Gojo and Yuji Itadori. So, whenever it's about Megumi or anyone else, well, except for the clapping guy, because he's tough too. I forget his name.
Like Toto?
Toto, yeah. If it's not dealing with Toto, Yuji, Itadori, or Gojo, I'm just kind of not interested. Obviously,
I will say
people's powers, but
before you grab on it too much, just kind of saving you from viewers. You just got back, so you haven't watched the second season.
I haven't seen the second season, so don't hate.
And you haven't read it. Yeah. But this, I will say, just even as an anime watcher, if you just watched the second season, I will say it. A lot of characters get a like a quick boost. So I'll based off of just being an anime watcher and watching first season, absolutely get that because that's kind of how I felt too.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I've also caught up in the actual manga, but just watching the second season before I even went into the manga, crazy boost to some of these characters where it's like, oh my gosh, like, do I actually like you as a favorite character now? Like, crazy.
Yeah, but I won't get onto Jujutsu Kaisen because obviously I haven't seen it too much, but there's a lot of animes that don't have the most interesting characters, and it makes it a little more difficult for me to get into the animes. But besides from characters, I feel like it has to have a good soundtrack because I like to watch a lot of animes based on, oh, I've heard this opening before and this opening is tough or this ending is tough or even just an OST. And whenever they have those nice OSTs or openings and endings, it really grabs you and pulls you, especially because you notice those little things in the background. And then the last thing that's really big for me is when the story, it's like it has like a very great buildup that gets to those hype moments that you're just, I feel like those hype moments are what you live for in the anime. So it's like, that's why I like the first, the second, and even parts of the third season of My Hero so much. It's had some decent episodes since, and it's starting to get good again. But the first season, you got all the build-up to the USJ, and then All Might going against Nomu. Crazy hype moment. And you just love that. And then the second season, all the hype building for the Todoroki and Midoriya fight. And then, not just that, but
insane.
Then you got
insane
all the
tournament.
Stain stuff, which is which
also
is cool.
Great on the side. Yeah.
And then, in the third season, you get not just the hype part of Midoriya fighting Bakugo, which is tough. You get Muscular's fight with Midoriya, which is good, and you get all the build up for the what's starting in the fourth season, which is when you see Lamillion, and Lamillion's kind of beast.
Lamillion's fire.
But anyway, it's all the hype moments in My Hero, which I think make it such a good anime.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, the fourth and the fifth season, all the stuff with, what's the T guy? I forget his name.
Overhaul?
No. Overhaul.
Oh, Todoroki.
No, gosh.
You're talking about...
Sir or...
You're talking about the guy with the hands on him, right?
No, the T guy. The guy.
What T guy?
From the fourth season. My hero. It's like it's a villain. And you'll know him right when I tell him his name. It's
his name starts with a T. Is that what you're saying?
No, he's like the guy, Gentle Criminal.
Oh, you're talking about drinking tea.
Yeah.
Oh, gentle with criminal. What's the law girl? The law girl. That's what's with him. Yeah.
All that part was just stupid. They did not need it.
Yeah.
The whole fifth season, just. Kick it, you know. We didn't need it. The sixth season, it started coming back, you know. So that's good. Now I'm looking forward to the seventh. So
should be good. Well, I mean, when you start taking a show that was like afraid to kill anybody and start killing people, interesting. Yeah. So it'll be a cool turn. But all right, so that's a good interview. Now let's talk right here. Let's talk. What are some of the top underrated animes in your opinion? Underrated, not overrated, but underrated.
There's a lot of underrated animes, but I feel like at the top of my list, I would have to put Erased. I don't think I've heard just about anyone of my friends that watch anime ever talk about Erased or even say they've watched it. And most times I'm telling my friends to watch it because it's a good anime, but it has not good enough popularity or hype for how great of an anime it is. It goes from all those aspects I mentioned before. Great openings and endings, OSTs, great characters, great hook. It brings everything into it. It's hype because it's one of those mysterious animes, and I'm not going to spoil it for those who haven't watched it, but it's like your mind is working, and even if you thought you knew who it is, or if you did know who it is, it still comes like, kind of shocking to you. So the great anime all the way, and it's very quick, so if you haven't watched it, you should give it a shot. It's only like 13 episodes. So. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, that's what I like about it is, it's rare now in this day in anime, which it makes sense because it doesn't necessarily make as much money as like making a mainstream anime that goes on seasons and seasons. Mm-hmm. But it's rare to see a show nowadays where it is a beginning to finish and then done.
Yeah.
Like it does a phenomenal job of being a singular story and being done with it. Here you go, for beginning to end. No plot holes, like it's just a well done thing. And I know that technically the manga on it continues a bit longer and does other things, so I guess they could have gone more and done stuff, but the way that they did the anime was just a perfect story.
And I guess, you know, we just mentioned it before, but Masamune Kun's Revenge, you know, it's also pretty underrated. I don't think I've known many people. You might not know what it is because it just started actually getting a little more popular since they dropped the second season. But it took like 8 or 9 years for them to drop that second season.
Yeah, because, it took a hot minute.
Because its first season was so great, but it just not a lot of people saw it, so it didn't.
Yeah, I mean, it was the same thing that happened with The Devil's Part-Timer, and I guess that got hyped up enough for them to bring it back. I feel like comedy animes in general are starting to make a comeback again.
Yeah.
Sure, we got the new season of Konosuba out.
Oh, yeah.
But comedy animes in general, it's like there was a time where it was, like, more of the main thing. Like, anime was a lot more comedy, or at least even if it was mainstream, it had comedic parts about it. And then I feel like it took a turn where animation became so good that they could show intense fight scenes. Yeah, like Demon Slayer, for example, where, like, the beautiful art they do with the waves and different things, it just, they pivoted towards more of a mainstream audience of having gore and animation instead of just comedic writing, which I feel like is one of the reasons, like, Love is War did so well while it was out, because it was kind of one of the only main comedy animes going every year against everything else. Because I was going to say some of the underrated anime for me are, like, Everyday Lives of High School Boys, Ninja Jiao, which we talked about earlier. Ninja Jiao is hilarious. It's like a Charlie Brown, but anime. Yeah. And it's hilarious. They're skits. Like, that's how the High School Bulls are.
Tsundere Children is the exact same way. If you
Tsundere Children, Akko Girl. They're all these, like, quick little skits where it feels like the episode is filled, like, with like little mini episodes in the episode itself. Mm-hmm. Like it's just comedy, and they do returning gags, they do all kinds of stuff, so it's hilarious. Like one of my favorite funny things about Just Nichi Diao is the one where all of a sudden you'll just see the guy who's like super rich and fancy, he'll be eating on the go, or you'll see the girl just like breaks out a bazooka and like explodes him and like all kinds of stuff. It's just so these random, like it's like what the heck, and it, like it goes from 0 to 100 like in the blink of an eye, and you're like what the. So it is hilarious.
Soul Eater is a big one that's not super.
I feel like Soul Eater falls into kind of a bracket where there's these underrated anime, and I feel like it, at this point it's only because they're older.
Yeah.
Soul Eater, because like when I started getting an anime and you guys started getting an anime, that was one of the first ones I watched. So Riley watched it. We all ended up watching that one and stuff, but. Nowadays it's not really a scene or talked about. Yeah. Like you have to kind of dig for it, because like I'd say that one's underrated. I'd say there's one I was thinking about earlier. Angel Beats.
Oh, and you said Angel Beats,
Sinbad, Magi. They're not necessarily like old shows. It's not like they're like 80s 90s animes, but even I mean we're in 2024 and early 2000s, like pre 2010. Is older in terms of any type of entertainment. So I feel like those are only underrated now just because they are older. You have to kind of dig and find them and stuff. You have to kind of do your homework. But they are phenomenal shows, and they're kind of how other shows kind of had like a basis and ideas to go off on. So Psycho Pass is another one. Although, it not too long ago.
Steins Gate, we just mentioned it.
Steins Gate.
We almost forgot about it. We were mentioning it before when we were thinking about what type of topics we'd talk about today. And Steins Gate is one of those animes a lot of people struggle to get into because it's you don't really know what's going on for like the first 5 to 6, maybe even 7 episodes when you're watching it as a new watcher. But once it does hit, you realize everything was foreshadowing the whole time, and it's crazy on your brain. And for those who are rewatching Steins Gate, it's like you really see like it's like when you rewatch Attack on Titan, you see things that you didn't see before.
Oh, 100%.
At that start spot, you're like, what the heck? How did I not notice this? But it's like you couldn't have noticed it until you've seen it.
Yeah.
And it's like it's one of those crazy brain ones, and very very fun to watch. Very very great anime, but a lot of people haven't seen it because. First of all, it's older, which I think they made a remake on it.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, because it's...
Oh, it wasn't a remake. It was actually... It's a second season. It's an actual second season.
And second reason a lot of people haven't seen it is because it's an older anime, so...
Yeah, that's true. It is much older. It's one that, like...
I think that was the first reason. I mean, the second... did I say that it was older twice? I think I did.
Mm-hmm.
The second reason is because a lot of people struggle to get into it.
Yeah,
but,
just dialogue. Yeah, it's a heavy just talking. There's not a lot going on for at least the first like 7 episodes. It is 100% just.
But it is underrated a lot. Weird. I don't think it's another one where I don't think any of my friends have talked about it. So
100%. But yeah, I mean, those are solid picks. So I guess to close this episode out. What is anime this season? Have you been keeping up with anything? Have you started anything?
I just started Jujutsu Kaisen. I'm on the second.
That's last season. You're just old.
Yeah, I am old. I just got back from AIT, and whenever I was at Basic and AIT, we didn't have any devices to watch phone or anime and stuff on. So they came out with the second season the week I went to Basic. So I was like, dang it. That kind of sucks.
I made a mistake.
So, I'm just getting caught up with a lot of different animes.
Yeah.
So, and Solo Leveling, it's one I'm just starting to get into, too. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool.
That one's been... You don't really
there
do
was,
a lot of
there
manga
like,
or manhwa writing, reading. But that one's been... A lot of people have been waiting for that one.
There's been like 9 or 10 animes that I was mentioned before... like I was put on my watch list before I went to AIT. And I still haven't watched like... What's the one with the girl with the eyes and the kids, the twin kid?
Oh, Oshinoko.
Yeah, that's a big one.
That one's fire. Absolute fire.
Oh, dang, it actually broke.
How could you do this? Meliodas would be sad.
Well, there's a lot of different little animes that I had on my watch list. Haven't got to because of basic IT and all the work and business and all that. Mm-hmm. But as far as at the moment that I'm trying to get into for new seasons and stuff, I'm more really looking forward to a lot of stuff because it's, again, I've kind of grown up and I don't have as much time for anime as I did when I was younger. But I will make time when it comes to certain animes, like the new season that's coming out of Haikyuu, and there's a lot of animes that are dropping very soon with Demon Slayer's next season that's going to come out, which is going to be awesome, and My Hero's next season. Those are both going to be great. And then, obviously, I'm getting into the big ones that are like everyone's got to watch, like Jujutsu Kaisen second season, which it's late, but also, what is the, it's another popular one that just dropped its new season.
I mean, Konosuba.
No, well, Konosuba, yeah. I can't believe that they actually dropped it because, like, again, I watched it a while ago, so mm-hmm. it's been a minute.
Well, originally, I think, from where I was seeing in the news before, is that he originally didn't want another season of anime because he wanted everybody to go and read the manga. And then I think he realized that, like, so many fans, like, were already actually reading the manga and were just enjoying it in anime as well. Like, the actual voice actors for Konosuba do such a phenomenal job bringing those characters to life that it makes it feel even more intense and hilarious versus just reading it.
Yeah, the anime I was actually talking about was Classroom of the Elite. I already finished the third season, and it was great. And, like, that was the first thing I had to catch up when I got back because, I mean, don't get me wrong, Jujutsu Kaisen, an amazing anime. And I haven't even watched what everyone's saying is the best stuff yet. And Classroom of the Elite is just a little more my style. If you haven't watched Classroom of the Elite, another shout-out to Classroom of the Elite because it's a great anime. But third season, It's maybe not as hype as the first or second season, but again, there's still so much going on,
yeah.
And it's like so many things you wouldn't have thought about, and they happen, and so
yeah, that show kind of like surprises you. You're like, he can do what now?
There's nothing you could really say about the anime without spoiling it, so I'm not going into. But great third season.
Absolutely. Well, I guess we'll close with that, but. Nice, let's talk otaku. I guess we'll see you probably on here again. We're probably going to be doing a few skits here on Instagram. I'll get him doing those. You were kind of gone when I started putting out some skits. But Joe's back, so we're going to be doing a little bit more stuff with him. Actually, we're going to have Ben and Max on the show this week as well.
Oh, wow.
So we're starting to branch out finally. Woo, let's go.
Yeah.
So let's talk otaku. We out.
Wait. So you're Akio.
Oh, my God.